You men have been called to this meeting because you best represent those traditions and standards that chaos holds dear. Loyalty, bravery, and murder. What I am about to tell you is one of the most sinister plots that chaos has ever devised against America. So I must caution you against loose talk. Third must never leave this room.
All right, Schnell. Out with it. What is the plot?
Tomorrow afternoon, at Jet Space Laboratories,
a group of America's top space scientists will be blown to smithereens.
But Schnell, Jet Space Labs, it is one of the most tightly guarded installations. How do we pass their security?
Now, Petrov, I show you. We drive right through the front gate.
Americans and their stupid coffee break.
Tomorrow afternoon at 2:15, Billy Snackjock will be outside the propulsion lab.
At precisely the same moment, the space scientists will be concluding their inspection tour. And they step outside of the building.
Kaboom!
So, the old bomb and the snack truck trick.
Hello, Chief.
Yes, Max, what's up?
Listen, Chief, I've just uncovered a vicious plot to murder a group of our top space scientists.
Where, Max, where?
In the next room, right here at the Park Savoy Hotel.
Are the scientists staying at that hotel?
No, Chief, chaos is at this hotel. Schnell and Petrov are here.
Schnell and Petrov? Max, they're number 1 and 2 on Control's 10 most wanted spy list.
1 and 2? I thought they were 9 and 10.
Well, they were, but when the last ratings came in, they jumped to 1 and 2.
I don't understand, Chief. Chaos has better killers and murderers than Schnell and Petrov.
That's the way our business works, Max. They don't go by how good you are, they go by the rating.
There you have it, gentlemen. That concludes our briefing. Now remember, the key word is secrecy. Schnell here. Are you sure? All right, I will take care of it.
That was Chaos Communications. Smart is in the next room.
Smart.
Shh, he's listening.
You stay here. You come with me.
Have you got a pencil, Chief? Okay, write this down. At exactly 2:15. Hold on, Chief. I think there's someone at the door.
Hospital, Mr. Smart. You were in an automobile accident.
An automobile accident? Yes, of course. I've got to get out of here.
Oh, Mr. Smart, you have a head injury. Now, the doctor insists you be kept here for observation.
Yes, well, you tell the doctor that I've got to get out of here. The security of the nation may be at stake.
Well, you'll have to think of a better one than that.
Where are my clothes?
Mr. Smart, no one leaves this hospital without the doctor's permission. I'll get him here right away. Doctor, Dr. Mangle. It's Mr. Smart, in number 612.
Yes, nurse, what about him?
Bad news, doctor. He's feeling better.
Oh, I was afraid of this.
Well, he wants to leave the hospital immediately.
Yes, you go directly to control. And Chaos will punish us for destroying their most ingenious plan. We must silence Smart.
But how, doctor, how?
Prepare the hypodermic.
The death syrup?
Yes, and sterilize the needle.
Sterilize the needle, but if we're going to kill
him... Nurse, I may be working for Chaos, but I'm still a doctor.
Dr. Mangle, telephone. Dr. Mangle, telephone.
Dr. Mangle here. Yes, Krauss, thank you.
What is it, doctor?
Chief of Control in 99. They're on their way up to see Smart.
Oh, it's too late to give him the hypo now. And once they've talked to him, we're lost.
These amnesia pills. It's our only chance.
Amnesia pills, doctor?
Yes, the newest discovery from the laboratories of Chaos. One of these pills and the victim loses his memory for 1 hour.
That's a great step forward in medicine.
Yes, and you can get them without a prescription. Now get going. You stall off the visitors while I administer to the patient. Smart?
Yes, doctor?
Mr. Smart, what are you doing in that suit?
Oh, well, I know it needs pressing, but after all, I was in a wreck.
Smart, you are recovering from a very serious accident. Now, I insist you get back into that bed and take one of these pills immediately.
I'm sorry, doctor. I have no time for that. My country is in danger.
Well, unless you take this pill, you'll die.
I may be patriotic, but I'm not a fanatic. All right, doctor, I'll take this pill, but then I'm leaving. I must contact my chief immediately.
Oh, Max, thank heavens you're all right.
Who are you people? What do you want?
Doctor, what's wrong?
Well, he's had a slight concussion. His memory has become affected.
Max, it's me, the chief.
The chief? Well, you don't look like an Indian to me.
Max!
Please, madam, who are you?
I'm 99.
Well, you look pretty good for your age.
Max, don't you remember me?
Yes, you're the one with the cold hands.
Max, we both work for control. You're an agent.
An agent? Well, that's funny. I always wanted to be a radio announcer.
Max, this is important. Try to remember. We were talking on the phone last night. You were telling me about a plot to kill our space scientists.
Did you call the police?
Doctor, we must have this information. Isn't there something you can do?
No, I'm afraid not. These things take time.
Chief, maybe when we get Max back to headquarters, he'll start to remember.
Remember what?
Yes, it's our only hope. Doctor, we've got to take him with us. It's urgent.
Well, all right, if it is absolutely necessary. But I insist that he take one of these pills every hour.
One pill every hour. What are they, Doctor?
Well, it's a new drug essential to his recovery. Now, if he fails to take just one at the prescribed time, his loss of memory could become permanent.
Oh, he'll remember, won't you, Max?
Of course I'll remember. You're the chief, you're 99, and you're the doctor.
Max, she's 99, he's the doctor, and I'm the chief.
Oh, well, I may not remember names, but I never forget a face.
Think, Max, think.
I'm thinking. I'm trying to think. I just can't seem to get my thoughts in focus.
Well, let's go over it all again. Now, the last thing you said to me on the phone was that Chaos was plotting to kill some of our nation's top space scientists.
I said that?
Yes.
Well, then it must be true. I wouldn't lie about a thing like that.
Max, nobody is accusing you of lying. We just want to know where and how it will happen. Try to remember. Max, time's running out. It's almost 12:30.
12:30?
Yes, does that mean anything to you?
Of course. It's lunchtime. How about some Chinese food?
Maybe I'm pushing you too hard. Maybe we should go out and get a snack.
Snack? Did you say snack?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Snack. I seem to remember something about a snack truck.
What about a snack truck?
Well, Chaos said that they were going to get this truck and...
Time for your pill, Max.
Hold it a second, 99.
Chief, you know what the doctor said. If he doesn't take this pill on time, his amnesia may become permanent.
All right, but make it fast. He was just onto something. All right, Max, now what about the snack truck?
What snack truck? Who are you people? What do you want? What am I doing here?
This 99, he can't remember anything.
Maybe if I take him back to the hotel room where he made the phone call, maybe the familiar surroundings will strike a chord.
Wait a minute, I've got an idea. Why don't I go back to the hotel room with this young lady, and maybe the familiar surroundings will strike a chord?
He's beginning to sound like himself, 99. We have a little surprise for you, Max.
A surprise?
Yes, Max. Here.
The keys to your apartment? You little tiger, you.
Max, stop that!
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Max, they're the keys to your new car.
Oh, my new car?
Yes, it's waiting for you downstairs. Come on, I'll show it to you. Now, notice these switches, Max. Now, this one will send an oil slick out of the tailpipe. That's very handy in case you're being pursued. Now, this knob will produce smoke billows from the front or the rear, depending upon which way you turn it. Now, this switch controls the antenna. Actually, is a radar device which projects an image here on this screen. How do you like it?
Oh, that's great, Chief. And I like the accessories. They're better than the Edsel.
Max, this car has some fantastically clever devices. For instance, under the hood.
What's this, Chief?
It's the horn, Max.
Well, that's not so clever.
Max, will you push the switch on the extreme left, please? It's a high-velocity, 50-caliber machine gun, Max. Now, over here.
What's this?
That's the trigger, Max.
Sorry about that, Chief.
Lower the machine gun, will you? Now, in case you should have a passenger, and it turned out to be a Chaos agent, do this.
Say, that's great, Chief. Why, they'll sell a million of these cars. Every married man in the country will want one.
Within an hour, it'll be too late to save those scientists. Oh, here's 99 now. You two get over to that hotel. All right, Max, it's all yours.
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you. I mean, to give an expensive present like this to me and you a perfect stranger.
And I am not a perfect stranger.
Well, you could be if you wouldn't holler so much.
Why are we parking behind the hotel, Max?
Because if we park out front, there's always a chance of being blocked by other cars, and we may have to leave in a hurry.
Good thinking, Max. What do we do now, Max?
Yes. Well, I'll just back the car up a little and let you out, and then I'll pull it in again.
But that's not going to work, Max. You'll still be stuck.
Good thinking.
It's more important for you to get into that hotel room than it is for me. Come on, let's climb out over the top.
Here, you better give me your hand.
I won't fall, Max.
No, but I might.
Oh, wait a minute. What about the luggage?
What luggage?
Well, don't you remember? Every control agent has a set of various kinds of luggage in his trunk.
What for?
For emergencies such as this. We can't go into a hotel lobby without any luggage. It'll arouse suspicion.
Maybe you're right. Okay, let's go get a suitcase.
Right. That one, Max. That's full of samples. That's for when you pose as a traveling salesman.
Oh, well, why don't I just tell the desk clerk that I'm a traveling salesman?
Well, how would you explain me?
Well, I could say that you were the farmer's daughter.
Use the honeymoon kit, Max.
The honeymoon kit?
Sure, we used it before and it worked just fine.
Oh, really? You and I, together, we used it?
Oh, Max, don't tell me you don't remember that either.
No, I don't.
Remember, Max, when we get inside, if they ask if we're married, I'm Mrs. Smart.
Right. Who am I?
Mr. Smart.
Good. It worked out perfectly.
Max, wait! Cradlemire, the Chaos Agent, is out front. We can't let him see us.
Wait a minute, anything? That looks like a hall window. Now, if I could just get in that window.
But how can you, Max? We don't have a ladder.
I've got it. The ejector seat.
What are you going to do, Max?
I'm going to lower myself into this ejector seat, and then you're going to push that button and shoot me up to that window.
Well, what about me?
Well, once I get up there, I'll find a rope someplace, lower it down, and pull you up.
Are you sure this is going to work?
Don't worry. Once I'm up there, I'll grab that window ledge. It can't miss. Go ahead, press the button. Okay, let's go.
Where to, Max?
The hospital. I think I just broke every bone in my body.
Max, look. There's Cradlemire. He's leaving.
Good. Let's drive around and go in the front way.
This is the room you occupied, Max. Does anything ring a bell?
Yes, but I find it hard to believe.
What, Max?
Well, that I would stay in such a cheap, crummy room. Why, there isn't even a television set here.
Max, you were here because you uncovered a chaos plot to kill our top scientist. Don't you remember anything?
Well, I don't know what's the matter with me. I used to have such a brilliant mind, quick and incisive. Now I can barely remember my own name.
Think, Max, think.
Max, that's it, that's it.
Max, maybe if you could retrace all of the events leading up to the phone call, then maybe you could remember.
You think so?
Hmm?
Well, it's worth a try. Now, let me see. I remember coming into the room.
Good.
I was with a bellboy.
Right.
I remember because I asked him to open the windows, fluff up the pillows, get me some clean towels and a pitcher of ice water. Then I gave him a dime.
What did he say? You don't remember?
Well, yes, I remember, but I'm ashamed to repeat it.
Max, keep trying to remember the events leading up to the phone call.
Phone call?
Yes, what were you doing exactly before you made the call?
What was I doing? Let me see now. What was I doing? Wait a minute. I remember. I was listening against this wall.
Good, Max. Keep going.
I had my electronic bug in my pocket, and I took it out, and I placed it against this wall just about here.
And what did you hear?
Well, I think the couple in the next room are having a terrible fight.
No, Max, there was no couple in the next room. That was Schnell and Petrov.
Schnell and Petrov, of course. And Cradlemire. Now I remember. They were hatching a plot. A plot to kill some of our top scientists.
What are they going to do, Max?
The snack truck. They're going to rig a bomb in a snack truck and blow it up.
Of course. The old bomb in the snack truck trick. That's it. Where are they going to do it, Max?
Let's see, this afternoon at 2:15 at,
It's 1:30.
No, 2:15.
No, Max, it's 1:30. It's time for your pill.
Oh. Thank you, I'm glad you remembered.
Okay, Max, now where is this going to happen?
Where is what going to happen?
The snack truck!
Oh, is the snack truck here? Good, I'm starving. Let's see, I'll have a ham and cheese sandwich. How about you?
Oh, Max, our top scientists are going to be blown up by a snack truck. We have less than an hour left.
An hour? My watch must have stopped.
No, Max, that's not your watch. That's your wrist recorder. Wait a minute. Did you have this on last night?
Well, I must have. I don't remember taking it off.
Oh, let's hope you had it turned on.
What I am about to tell you is one of the most sinister plots that chaos has ever devised against America.
That's Schnell. You were recording while you were listening.
A group of America's top space scientists will be blown to smithereens.
At Schnell, Jet Space Labs.
Come on, Max. I'll call the chief on the way.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
There's someone in the hall. We may have been followed.
Is it chaos?
It's worse. It's the house detective.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, everybody. Enjoy your snacks. I'll see you tomorrow. Keep those missiles flying. Petrov.
Obviously, Smart's amnesia is working. We couldn't have gone this far if Control knew the plan.
You're right. I think we can proceed with safety. After the bomb explodes, in the excitement, we will go out the front gate. Heidelmeier will be waiting for us in the car.
Schnell, look, the scientists. They're coming.
Quick, Petrov. Set the timer. We'll get out of here.
Set to go.
Hey, let's go.
They won't get far. This is Maxwell Smart. This is Maxwell Smart. Attention all gates. This is a code 10. Repeat, a code 10.
Quick, Petrov. We'll go the other way.
Open the gate.
You have a pass?
Yeah, I'm with Control. Take a look at this.
Oh, I'll open it right away.
South end of the ground. There's a vault. We'll scale it and escape.
Schnell! They're gaining on us!
I will take care of them.
They're shooting, Max!
Not only that, but they're speeding. I'll give them a blast with the machine gun.
No, Max, that's the radio.
Radio? What's a radio doing in the radio? It must be that button on the right.
Are you sure you're right?
Positive. Push it. 99, you pushed the wrong button. That's the smoke screen.
Max, the smoke! I can't see!
It's funny, I'm having the same trouble on my side. All right, Schnell, Petrov, get out of there. Come on. Max.
Well, Chief, you got here just in time. Here they are, and we've got them all the way down the line. You can throw the book at them. Murder, espionage, and dispensing food without a license.
All right, Larrabee, you and 99 take them down to headquarters.
Right, Chief. All right, let's go. Move out.
We got Cradlemeyer outside of the gate. Are you all right, Max? I got here as soon as I could.
Yes, I'm fine, Chief, but you look terrible. Here, you better sit down and take a rest.
We went 90 miles an hour all the way.
Well, that's too fast for a man your age, Chief. Especially without a hat.
You're right. I guess I overdid it.
Well, you just take it easy, Chief, and I'll drive you down to headquarters. Feel like a cigarette?
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, Max.
Light?
Yeah. Oh, boy, is he gonna tell me off. As soon as he comes to.